The parents of a 14-year-old girl killed by a Los Angeles police officer's stray bullet spoke out about their daughter in the incident today. Valentina Orellano Peralta was trying on dresses at a Burlington coat factory in North Hollywood when an officer opened fire on an assault suspect with a bike lock in his hand. One of the bullets went through the wall and struck the girl, killing her. Family attorney Ben Crump read a statement from the girl's mother, who was in the dressing room with her daughter when she was hit.
All of a sudden, we felt an explosion that threw us both to the ground. That's when I saw white powder coming out of Valentina's body as she started having convulsions. I had no idea she had been shot. Her body went limp. I tried to wake up by shaking her, but she didn't wake up. As I laid screaming for help, the police did not come to help me or my daughter, but I kept screaming. When the police finally came, they took me out of the dressing room and left my daughter laying there. I wanted them to help her, but they just left her laying there alone. We want justice for our angel.
The family and their attorney spoke outside the Los Angeles Police Department headquarters today. Valentina Orellana Peralta was the sole child. Her mother recently moved to Los Angeles from Chile, she said, because she wanted a better life for her daughter. Her parents say Valentina Peralta's favorite color was pink, and she wanted a skateboard for Christmas. The girl's father flew from Chile to be with the family. He said he brought her skateboard, holding it. He said it's a gift she'll never have. His comments were translated.
When he was phoned by his wife and informed on the 23rd that his daughter was shot and killed while they were shopping at the shopping center, he was in shock. And to find out later that it was the bullet of a police officer is the devastating. He had made plans to come to the United States to be with his daughter for Christmas. He had purchased gifts for her Christmas, and now those gifts are now going to be brought to her grave because she's gone.
Monday, the Los Angeles Police Department released an edited video package that includes 9/11 calls, radio transmissions, body camera footage, and surveillance video from the shooting. What's missing from the store's camera footage of the actual shooting, something the family's attorneys are requesting. They say so the police don't drive the narrative. The video footage shows a brutal and bloody attack of a woman at the hands of a man with a metal bike lock in his hand. It shows officers entering the store facility with guns drawn, announcing their presence. Then one officer, a man of color with a long-range rifle, forces his way to the front of the police line and charges his way towards a woman on the ground and the suspect. Despite repeated orders to hold on from another officer, the officer shoots the suspect, who has a bike lock in his hands, then drops it. The shooting officer doesn't issue any warnings or attempts at de-escalation techniques. The suspect, 24-year-old Daniel Elena Lopez, was also killed in the shooting. Police Chief Michael Moore said in the video a bullet that was fired ricocheted off the floor and went into the dressing room where the girl was. Family attorney Ben Crump says the 14-year-old should not have been LAPD's collateral damage.
We should not have to sacrifice innocent life in the name of safety when it was foreseeable that 2 days before Christmas that there were going to be people in a shopping plaza shopping. The family thinks things could have been done differently to where Valentina wouldn't be collateral damage and that she would still be here celebrating Christmas.
Crump said he welcomes state and federal probes and actions from the district attorney, who will ultimately decide whether to charge the shooting officer.